Corey, what's your name?
My name is Irma, by you.
I'm going to cut you off.
The owner of Antonio's Mexican Grill.
Yeah, I'm Jordan. It's very nice to meet you.
Jordan, nice meeting you.
Yeah. So, just first question, what inspired you to start your own business?
You know, we moved from Chicago to Reno, and it was very tough. I never really saw myself as a business owner, or as a cook, or as a restaurant owner at all. But we came here, and it was very rough to make it. It would be... cost of living here was really good, but the pay was horrible. So you needed to, you know, compensate, and you needed to do something on your own, and they were not paying very well here, coming from a big city to a small town. So we decided to actually open up our business and open up a restaurant, even though we never had a clue of what to do. But that's exactly why we did it, because it was just not gonna happen if we didn't have something a little bit more on our pockets.
Yes, no, definitely. And you found, like, better to kind of go and get it yourself, right?
I think so. I think because I didn't go to college. So for somebody that hadn't gone to college back in the day, you wouldn't get paid too much. And everything was very little, very minimum, like $9 an hour. And that was not going to pay my mortgage. My husband was doing two jobs, and it was not very good either. So we had to do a change.
Yeah. And then prior to this business, I know you said you came from California?
Chicago.
Yes. At any point in your life before, did you ever think about starting a business?
Never.
Like a different? Never?
Never. It was just that I was forced to actually decide to do something for ourselves, because in Chicago we had really good jobs. Mm-hmm. We stayed, both of us, my husband and I, he stayed with his company for 20 years. I stayed with mine for another 20. Mm-hmm. But I worked as a manager for a grocery store. I was doing really well there, and when I came here, it was just a shock how little they were paying. So it was not enough to make a good living.
Yes, that's right. And what would you say, when you first started, what were your biggest struggles or fears, like, in the very initial starting your business, or even before, like, just thinking about starting it?
Okay, when I started, I'm a very good person that goes and gets what she needs. Mm-hmm. And working for her as a manager, I had a lot of knowledge of what to do, the balances, the accounting part, customer service, all of that. But it was a little bit difficult for me to go find where to get the licenses. What is it else that I needed? I didn't have an accountant back then. I didn't have anybody to guide me of the essentials, licensing that you needed, or even health and sanitation type of, you know, thing. But I think once you start thinking or looking, and then if you go directly to the city of Reno, like here, if you were to start in Reno, then they kind of give you a rundown or like it's not a booklet, but they give you a bunch of places where you need to go and do, and this is what we need, and this is what is essential, and all of these things. Yeah. So that's how we started. You know, it wasn't something that I thought that it was going to be easy, and it was more complicated than I thought. And of course, the money was even a bigger issue, because it was more money than I thought. To be able to sustain a restaurant, you needed to have money in the bank to be able to make it. You can't just have $5,000. You have to have a lot of $1,000 in there to make all of your, at least the 5 months rent, kind of. You have to always think of that, and we didn't in the beginning. So this is a lot of challenging moments in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, but I mean, it's awesome to see you guys still up and going strong. How do you feel like local businesses impact a community?
Well, they definitely do impact. And you have to be a community driver. You need to be able to see that, when I first moved here in the downtown, because I had a restaurant in Sparks, and in Sparks it was a community. It was definitely Sparks. It's a community. I love Sparks a lot because they do, everybody knows everybody. Here, I didn't think it was going to be like that. I didn't think that it was going to be a community where people would remember you. I thought that it would be people that would come and go, because you're in downtown, tourists, people that go to work. And to come to know that it is a community. We have all of these buildings that people live in them. They own their condominiums or any, you know, their school people, students that go back and forth to school, or their people that work at the courthouse or the city of Reno, and all of these places that support our business during the week. In the weekends, we have the tourists, and those tourists also come and they're part of this whole ordeal of the community, if you want to say it that way, because they come back every time they come back to our restaurant. So we have built something very special, and they even remember us when they leave our city, and they always hoping to see that we're still here. Mm-hmm. It's very nice. I love it. I think a business owner should always connect.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's wonderful. And then lastly, just what piece of advice would you give to someone who is like 18 and they're thinking of becoming an entrepreneur or chasing their dream? Like, what do you think is the best piece of advice you could give?
The best piece of advice is every job that you start or you work at, learn and inhale every single thing that they train you to do. Every single one of those items that you have learned, all of those skills that you learned through your life, will take you to the right direction. Always work in the area where you think that you're going to be able to absorb something that is going to be beneficial for your future. Mm-hmm. Seriously, if I hadn't had the background of accounting, doing the all of the financials that I did for our when I was working as a manager, mm-hmm. I would have never been able to sustain a business like I have, because you have to know about everything is to do with employees. You have to learn how to deal with customers, and customer service is priority, how to speak to them and all of that kind of thing. So if I hadn't learned that, I don't think I would be here. Mm-hmm. I would already been somewhere else learning or working in an office just for myself. But you have to, I think if you're 18, keep on working, keep on finding a spot where you like, get internships. You learn a lot when you do that. If you ever want to be a business owner, then you have to work in the kitchen. You can't be out of that one, because if you're going to be a restaurant owner, you have to learn how to cook. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't want to be cooking all the time, you have to know, in case that cook falls in sick, or you end up with someone that ends up quitting on you. Yeah. So then you end up cooking. You have to know all of these things. So I feel that would be my best advice to anybody. Keep on learning. Learn as much as you can.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yes.
It was great talking with you.
Thank you. You see?
Yes.
Hopefully you got some.